For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great time to be a football fan and great time to be a Steelers fan. Steelers fans, I think, and this is part of what we're going to do in this segment, trying to midweek figure out the confidence level of fans here and see where fans are on this game, the X's and O's of this game, the game within a game, the matchup itself, not the the soap opera storylines to this game, like Mike Tomlin throwing shade at Deontay Johnson, more so just how do fans think this game is going to go. The Ravens are a three-point favorite right now. They are favored, a team the Steelers have beaten seven of the last eight times, is picked on the road to beat a Steelers team that is ahead of them in the standings. And I want to ask you guys if you think you can properly identify who made the following statement in the last few hours in the Pittsburgh sports media. This is a guessing game. I'm reading
you're gonna
it.
You're going
to
read it, so you're not going to play it with like one of those
I'm
scrambled
read it,
voice
and you
things.
Tell me
well,
who...
I think that the Ravens are going to slice...
I'm going to ask you who said this.
Okay.
The Ravens are going to beat the Steelers. Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them.
Crowley.
He's slicing and dicing.
I think it's Adam.
You're guessing Crowley.
Crowley.
Donnie, you?
I'm going to say Doug Whaley. Because I know they had him on this morning.
Now, did you cheat and look at Callis's notes?
Well, I mean, as you know, those notes are always very extensive. They say
it says 9-10, Doug Whaley, Mulsey.
That's a fair point. I don't know why I would have expected.
Props to Callis on all the weight he's lost, but apparently it's not making him more energized to put out
his show notes were already very skinny.
The show notes are bare bones, which is what he's hoping for. Coming up, the Ravens are going to beat the Steelers. Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them. So you think this was said by one of our people?
I feel like you wouldn't be making as big of a deal of it if it had been said by somebody outside this building.
So if a Steelers insider said it, you don't think I would give it any,
as much credence. Unless Bob Labriola said it, in which case we'd all like basically die of shock.
He'd be fired for saying it, I think. Working for Steelers.com. If he said Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them,
what would happen if he wrote that and got it through the and onto the site?
I feel like it would make for a very awkward that weekly Tomlin interview. Would not be as fun.
I'm going Crowley. He's going Whaley. You know the answer.
Okay, one more before I give you the answer. You think Crowley, who is so making sure he knows which way the wind is blowing among fans to the point where he hated the Mike Williams trade
till it happened.
Hypothetical. Then it happened, and then he had to say the next day, I actually changed my mind on this. I now like the trade.
You know, maybe it wasn't him.
You are saying
no. You know what?
Crowley.
I'm changing my opinion here.
Who
would
go on the air and say in Pittsburgh, Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them? It's supposed to be a fun morning show, not one that gave everybody the blues.
I'm going to change my opinion here. If it was Crowley or it was Whaley or it was Doran or anybody on this station, one of our loyal listeners would have jumped into our mentions already to tell us.
Okay.
That it was. We've got somebody guessing it was Crowley. Somebody like Jason in Slippery Rock would have said, as the ombudsman, Crowley said this
at 9:22
in 36 seconds. Yeah. So I've got to guess differently. Pittsburgh sports media person.
We have a texter saying Kabali would say something like this. I don't agree with that.
No, Kabali would take whatever the public sentiment is and just immediately swim against it.
Well, isn't the public sentiment that the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender and they always beat the Ravens?
No, I think there's enough people that actually think like Baltimore's the better team and the Steelers have to prove that they're on their level that Kabali can't quite thread that needle.
Whaley will throw a hot take out there. I think that's why Donnie might be onto something. You want to join him on the Whaley
Brigade? Same bit when it comes to Whaley. Somebody would have just told us that this is going to...
Could you see
this was
Austin Bechtold trying to make a name for himself and saying Lamar Jackson will slice and dice
Here's a question. Austin's hosted some weekend shows here at the Fan. Do you count him as a Pittsburgh sports media member yet?
I do. Yep.
Well, he, you know what? I have to count him as such because his take on respect has like driven us through 2.5 shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say
actually
that
1.5, but that's okay.
1.5, sure. I'm gonna go off the board here just for fun. I am going to say the person who said this.
Pomp?
Is Jason Mackey.
No, come on, Mackey. You read Mackey's columns.
Yeah, I don't really know if he's going to slice him and dice him.
Mackey,
maybe he'll vivisect him.
Mackey will write a scathing column in like reviewing a bad performance. He has not been to this point a preemptive
bad performance guy.
A preemptive gonna guy that's going to crush them before it actually happens.
I mean, Starkey's the kind of guy that I could see writing it.
But that he'd write the column.
And then he'd immediately make the whole show on it.
He does a brilliant job of that.
Yeah, that's not a bad strategy.
But we have not seen the Starkey column pop up yet.
He wrote one about...
Unless he's got one in reserve that's waiting for
later
in the
week. No, he wrote one about Watt and Jackson and how even if they don't win Super Bowls, they're all-time greats in the NFL.
Okay. Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them.
And this is a Pittsburgh sports insider.
I didn't say insider. I said media. I said member of the sports media.
Dulac wouldn't say it because he wouldn't give away his pick yet.
And he's on the Steelers' payroll.
Jerry, I think, would say if he really thought that was going to happen, but he rarely ever thinks that's going to happen.
Because he's anti-Lamar Jackson like
me. All right, I'm going to go for it here then. Final answer. You ready for this one, Donnie?
Drum roll.
Dude, I think Lamar is going to slice him and dice him.
Richie
Walsh. That is my final
answer.
That's
a great guess.
Richie Walsh.
Richie went with Washington when the picks popped up on the screen before the game Sunday. Pomp Steelers, Batch Steelers, Dulac Steelers, Richie the lone wolf on the Commanders. It didn't go his way, but at least you know he's not just always drinking company punch in the Kool-Aid before every
game.
Well, that's my
official prediction.
Malzy, when you were taking tests and people were giving you strategies for test taking,
mm-hmm.
What would they always say? Rule number one is...
Go with your first answer.
Yes. Your first answer was right. It's Adam Crowley.
Where the hell were our listeners on X, formerly known as Twitter, telling me that Crowley said this?
Lamar Jackson will slice and dice them. It's one thing, hey, I know I'm way out, not out on a limb, but I think the Steelers are going to win this game because they always beat Lamar Jackson. Okay, so I don't think that if you were to say, though, that the Ravens are going to win a very close game, I don't think that that would like be cause for, well, this guy's a a-hole. How dare he go on Pittsburgh sports radio and say he thinks that the Ravens are going to win the game. But
you say they're going to get sliced and diced by a guy that has a career 66.8 passer rating against them and that they're going to get stomped.
What are the grounds for slicing and dicing? That Joey Porter Jr. stinks? Minka Fitzpatrick is overrated?
Well, the score
Jackson blows? Deontay Johnson's going to have the game
head
of his
for
life?
Slicing and dicing is like 38-14. Slice, dice. Not so nice.
Slice, when I think slice dice, I think passing and running. He's doing it all. He's slicing and dicing.
He's passing.
Not just slicing.
He's running. He's slicing. He's dicing.
He's never run on him. He's never been an effective runner on them.
70 yards, the most rushing yards he's had in a game against them.
Yeah. So we've got one person a few days out saying not only are the Steelers going to lose to the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be... I guess a
ugly
performance for the ages.
It's going to sober up
Jackson.
It's going to sober up some Steelers fans who are getting pretty high on hopium, and it's going to...
No, we're not high on hopium. We're watching them.
I think they're a good football team, but it's going to firmly put them in a level below Baltimore.
Hopium
is
when I look at that and think your team has gotten by through smoke and mirrors.
So last year's Steelers.
Fair. Or the last few Steelers teams.
Fair.
And you're trying to hoodwink yourself or bamboozle okay. yourself into thinking they're actually good.
This thinks they're going to get a bit of a reality check on where they stand in the AFC
there you
pecking
go.
Order.
If he comes into our house and has this type of game, then you would have to probably think the same thing or close to it is going to happen in Baltimore. They're much better there. They blasted the Bills there. They curb stomped the Bills there. They mutilated them. It was
they
a
also
massacre.
Lost to the Raiders there, though.
I know, but fair. Fair, but I mean, are the Steelers more like the Bills or more like the Raiders?
Steelers are more like the Bills.
Right.
No, two of their three losses are on the road this year.
Your midweek take on this game, where are you leaning right now?
The only thing I'm not
holding you to this prediction. Sure. This is not set in stone.
I do think Lamar's going to have his best game that he's had against the Steelers, which is not necessarily saying a ton because he really has not had a good game. He's not had a game where he took over the game and was the reason the Ravens won the game.
He can play average, and it could be his best game against the Steelers.
I think he'll have an above-average game. I think what my crystal ball is still like, I shake it up, and the magic eight ball, maybe.
Rub that bald head and see if you can see any
premonitions. I got like a
eighth
of an inch of hair on my head today. The one thing I don't know yet that I don't feel like I have a good handle on is, are the Steelers going to actually treat the Ravens secondary like it's the worst one in the league? Are we going to see this team manage to get big shots downfield regularly?
Why wouldn't they? Come on.
Sometimes when these games happen and there's an obvious storyline where it's the Steelers should be able to throw the ball deep and should be able to throw the ball successfully on the Ravens, sometimes it doesn't always come to pass.
So you think
that
gets back to Tomlin's zigging and zagging thing?
No, I don't think it's zigging and zagging. It's like they might try to do it, and the Ravens just might do a much better job.
Okay, so
no Kyle Hamilton would be huge for the Steelers in this
game. We'll get an update there later in the show. So midweek, where are you leaning on this game? Again, you're not being held to this. It's not a final prediction or answer. You're going to be allowed to
probably
change your
Ravens
mind.
Not even Steelers to cover but not win, which, by the way, By the way,
trusting Justin Tucker is a dangerous game right now.
We were 1 inch of Zach Ertz like getting the ball over the line from that possibly being exactly right last week. Because what did I say? Steelers would probably do the rare cover 2.5 and lose by like a point. I think I said 26-24, 24-23. Boys, we weren't far. We were not far.
Okay, so you're
from 30-28.
Give yourself credit for something that actually didn't happen. And can
correct.
You tell me then ultimately how you're leaning on this game
Ravens
right now?
Ravens by about a field goal, like right about what the number is.
And are you co-signing the slicing and dicing?
No, I think he'll have his best game against the Steelers. I don't think he'll just absolutely take over the game and make it.
Donnie,
like,
where are you right now on this game midweek?
I'm expecting a shootout. So I think he could get away with
the slicing and dicing.
Slicing and dicing, but that defense is going to get sliced and diced maybe just as well.
Now, did you share this with Landon Roberts last night?
I did.
You did?
What did he say?
He said, hey, E, I think this is going to take tooth chipper. I think you're going to be needing some dentures by the time this game is over, brother.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he always presses me now about how I think the game is going to go.
Okay.
And
so what was your official prediction? Unofficial prediction. Because you can change your mind. So what is it right now on the game?
34-31.
Who?
Steelers.
Pony, what's your midweek feeling? We will hold you to this, so whatever you say, I'm going to just not let it go. It'll be like a dog with a bone here.
I think it's going to be one of the greatest days in Acrisure Stadium history.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think they're holding the Ravens under 20 points, and I think everybody is going to show up to their place of employment Monday. They might even call off. They're so ecstatic about what's going on here. That's just my Wednesday feel.
He thinks the Ravens are going to win.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does. He thinks they're going to win.
Everything I've said about both teams, how could I possibly say that the Ravens are going to win the game?
I just got a feeling. Donnie and I are not rookies here when it comes to deciphering your predictions and what you say sometimes. We're pretty studied veterans here.
So you have now flipped and say that when I make a prediction, I actually
think
mean
the opposite. Yeah.
A few days ago, when we got into this whole business of Kyle McCord, you said, actually, no, Pony does believe these things. He's just that bad at making predictions.
I think I probably said that to troll you.
No.
My concern is by saying it's going to be one of the greatest days in Acrisure Stadium history. If you would have just said,
I think they're going to win. Like, it'll be a good game. I think it's going to win.
If they keep the Ravens under 20 points and they win the game by a touchdown, that is one of the great days in Acrisure Stadium history.
All right, is it a top 5 day in Acrisure Stadium history?
No. No, it wouldn't be, because they've gone to Super Bowls by winning there, and they've won multiple playoff games.
Would it be better than the Immaculate Extension?
No. No, it would not. It would be a top 10 to 15 day there, if that happens.
The top 5 has to be the 2 AFC title game wins, the Browns comeback.
How about Ben's last game?
No.
What? Donnie cried at that game.
That might be in Donnie's top five. Immaculate extensions up there for me.
Yes. I mean, how about the divisional playoff against the Ravens?
They probably were also very good. Probably up there. But I think might be my five.
I think people put, like myself, Ben, walking around the entire stadium, shaking everybody's hand, hugging his kids afterwards ahead.
Why couldn't they find him a horse like they had for Cal Ripken?
Or Wade Boggs.
Yeah, Wade Boggs got to ride a police horse after the World Series.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.